The solar eclipse that traveled across the United States this month was the closest to being on another planet that I will ever be.
Oh. Yeah, there's stars.
This is what all the fuss is about.
But wait, wait. Let's back up to the night before.
This corn's so good.
Dinner time at the ranch in Wyoming, about 30 miles west of Laramie.
I'm Kathy Desitel. I live in Carbondale. I am on a big open ranch at about 8,000 feet, sitting in front of a farmhouse that has the most beautiful chinking and various colors of wood. And there are so many dogs around here, I don't quite know what to think about it. And then, even though we're at 8,000 feet, we're on the top of a mesa. So there's all these different cloud formations. Beautiful sunbeams shooting out of the clouds, and all of a sudden the clouds clear on the other side, and we've got this huge blue open expanse.
What are you doing up here?
Came up with a bunch of friends to be together and to camp and enjoy the eclipse and whatever it's going to bring to us. You know, I'm just really open to the experience. I have friends who are eclipse followers who don't miss them and describe how it changes them and inspires them until the next eclipse comes around and they're energetically changed. And a lot of astrology readings right now are suggesting this is a time for resetting, and I have my intentions set pretty clearly. I'm open. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's a big time.
So you're going to be on Millbrook. The whole road's going to take a 90 to the right. And then you're going to pass an abandoned stagecoach building on your right. Okay. It's all broke down.
Okay.
The plan is to caravan in the morning about 2 hours north to the Path of Totality.
And then you're going to get to a T. Go right. And then
Wyoming Road info.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I've not come across any webcams yet that show a bunch of traffic backed up, so.
Right now, I'm on I-80, traveling north in Wyoming, past a huge wind farm, headed towards the Path of Totality in a caravan with two other cars full of people from the Roaring Fork Valley. We had to take a lot of dirt roads to get in and out of the ranch. You know, those corduroy roads, those poorly graded, dusty back roads, a lot of those getting in and out of the ranch in order to get to like a county road or a state road that would get us to the highway. So this ranch is beautiful, and it's way, way, way far away from civilization. I think it's between Albany and Laramie, maybe. Anyway, we're headed north to the Path of Totality of this great American eclipse. Our caravan stopped at JB's Fast Food Stop and Shop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Busy day for you, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. Been pretty crazy around here. This is pretty much the last stop before you go to Casper, so.
That's kind of what I was assuming. Yep. That's why I stopped.
Thank you.
My name is Bill Frazier. I'm from Crested Butte, Colorado.
Any gems of knowledge you want to lay on us about totality?
I would say check out the shadow snakes that are supposed to pop up on the ground.
Shadow snakes.
It'll look like a bunch of little writhing, wriggling shadows, and it's supposed to just basically cover everything for a few seconds.
Well, we are now on 487, and probably now have crossed the line of totality, and we're probably in that arc of totality now. People are starting to pull off the highway all over the place. It's exciting! Look at them, they're way out there.
They're way out by the snow fences.
Yeah. And I just have to honk at them all when I go by.
Yay!
Hey, Mo, you've got a nearly flat tire.
Maureen's camper got a flat tire just as we got to our destination.
It's getting flatter as we go. Oh, it's flat.
Ooh, it's flat.
Mo, you've got a flat tire.
Well, truthfully, I have no idea. I've never changed a tire on this.
We just pulled off the highway. So the eclipse has started. And we're in the sagebrush country. Looks like saltbush country and cattle country, open range. But it was just like I pulled off the highway and there are all these cars here. And the great guy from Steamboat with the welder's mask.
My name is Hugo Ramos, and I'm here just to see the one-time event in life.
Where do you live?
I live in Steamboat Springs.
Okay.
It's not far from here, and I actually try to motivate people to come over, but they're so busy in life, and they're gonna let it pass. And I go, you know what? I can let it pass.
Yeah.
That's why I came. That's the only reason I came. And I can see that there's thousands of people here too for the enjoyment. That was the only reason. Like it's a one-time event.
Por eso le digo que estamos esperando ver la luna, pero no. O sea, la luna entonces siempre anda la luna en el cielo, pero eso no se ve más.
The light is changing. It's getting a little flatter. It's not like a cloud going over the sun.
It's a strange light.
Look behind you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Look at the
God, it feels like I've got, I'm like, oh. Is it my eyes?
Gosh.
Keep going.
Holy crimey. Look at the halo around the sun now. You can look
out.
Up without your glasses.
I'm chilling out.
There's just a little more.
Oh.
You can almost look at it. There's just one little spot.
There it goes.
Oh, my.
Here's my camera. See if I can get
anything. Oh, goodness.
Ah. Yeah. If you take your things
off. Oh, look at it! Look at it!
Oh, my God!
I remember a flash and then dusk. The dome of the sky was a deep blue, almost black, as the umbra hovered over the sun. Then a star. Mercury, of course, the planet we never see because it's closest to the sun. The sky lightened in shades of blue to the horizon that was cast in a 360-degree sunset. The air, like satin, the light washing everything in silver. It seemed as if the Earth held its breath. Then it was over.
Oh, it's
coming back.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
That's a diamond ring.
Oh my gosh!
The day was full of anticipation, and then I think the thing I did not expect was to see like these little waves ripple across the ground right when
you saw the shadow snakes.
Shadow snakes.
We were wondering.
Didn't know the name. They kind of went one way when it was starting and kind of went at a little different angle when they were leaving. And
yeah, they went forward and then they reversed. It's like being on a boat, but you're on land.
It was fascinating.
We got back into our cars, said our goodbyes, Maureen called AAA to come fix her flat, and we drove off into another summer afternoon. This is Amy Haddon Marsh reporting for KDNK from the Path of Totality, Wyoming.